Good morning, friends and brethren. It's so very good to see you. Good to see a good number of visitors with us today. We're glad that you're here. You're an encouragement to us. Happy to have you visiting with us. Well, we've kind of come to a favorite time of year for me. It's that way whenever Thanksgiving rolls around, but it's not just about Thanksgiving. I just love the fall, and that's part of what just appeals to me this time of year, because of some of the other things that are also represented by the fall. In some ways, the fall provides a time for looking back and considering accomplishments and blessings that we've seen for the year, a time of taking into account events that brought us to this moment of time, and gifts for which we should be thankful. Now, I suppose there are different memories or thoughts that come to the mind of many of us right now, different things that we are thankful for. Pleasant memories for me are, in the past, were always like the satisfaction and the thankfulness for a barn that was full of hay, or a stack of wood that was going to last in the stove through the winter. And like I said, there's different memories for different folks, right? And that may not be what you're thinking about. But there was always some satisfaction for me in this time of year to be able to see some things that were done, some accomplishments that had been made, that gave me some comfort for the months to come. You know, after a summer of gathering hay and stacking it in the barn, there was a satisfaction, there was a relief for me knowing that the barn was full. And when the wind started blowing and bringing some cold northern chill into the area, I was always grateful and I was relieved for the abundance and the preparation that gave me some assurance the cattle would be taken care of for the winter. And when I looked outside the house and saw a wood pile that was tall and full, particularly when we lived in Michigan, even in the wintertime when I looked outside and saw the wood pile covered with snow, there was just still some comfort knowing that we may not have much else right now, and that was the truth, but we'd be warm at least because we had a wood pile that was out there. And so to me, harvest time in the fall brings some pleasant memories to mind, and I connect to that every time of year about this time. And then, of course, there's the pleasant memories that are made with friends and family, with brethren, as we might come together to join together on a day of thanksgiving, an acknowledgement, a time to recognize the blessings that we enjoy. And in this country, there is a day of thanksgiving. Thanksgiving has taken on a familiar look for some year to year with the gathering of family and friends. Maybe it's the traditional turkey dinner that some are looking forward to with all the trimmings. There's the parades on TV. For some, they're looking forward to football games on Thanksgiving Day. I mean, Thanksgiving as a holiday in this country was established a long time ago. 1863 is when Abraham Lincoln signed into law a declaration of a day of thanksgiving. But even before that, the earliest celebration was back in 1621, you know, when the colonists and the native Indians for the first time shared a harvest feast together. And so what I'm saying is, you know, this time of year, a lot of people start considering and thinking about things to be thankful for. There's nothing wrong with that. In fact, there's a lot of good with that. We should evaluate. We should think from time to time in a more reflective way about some things that we have, things that we enjoy. But I do want to suggest that Scripture tells us being thankful is not limited to a day. It's not limited to a meal or to a particular family gathering. These can all be elements for which we are thankful, but it needs to go deeper than that. Each of these things are deserving a thankful response to God, you know, God who provides all good things. And for that thankfulness, we should consider some common aspects in our lives where day by day we see things to be thankful for. Consider just a few passages with me. Look at these. Oh, give thanks to the Lord. Call upon His name. Make known His deeds among the peoples. Sing to Him. Sing praises to Him. Tell of all His wondrous works. 1 Chronicles chapter 16. In continuing in that text, Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for He is good, for His steadfast love endures forever. Oh, there's more. The psalmist has a lot to say about giving thanks. I will give thanks to the Lord with my whole heart. I will recount all your wonderful deeds. Psalm chapter 9. We give thanks to you, O God, we give thanks. For your name is near, we recount your wondrous deeds. The 75th Psalm. With my mouth I will give great thanks to the Lord. I will praise Him in the midst of the throng. The 109th Psalm. Give thanks to the Lord, call upon His name, make known His deeds among the peoples, proclaim that His name is exalted. Isaiah chapter 12. You will be enriched in every way, to be generous in every way, which through us will produce thanksgiving to God. The Apostle Paul says, 2 Corinthians 9, do not be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. Philippians chapter 4. Therefore, as you received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk in Him, rooted and built up in Him and established in the faith, just as you were taught, abounding in thanksgiving. You see, there are a lot of things for which to be thankful. When you think about some of those passages right there, and others just like them, there are many more, they remind us of an attitude of thankfulness that should well up within us. When we start looking at and evaluating some of the great blessings we have in life, we have much to be thankful for. And Scripture reveals the importance of remembering that God provides it all and that the proper response to the One who made all of creation is that of thanksgiving. And I wonder sometimes how many enjoy the holiday of thanksgiving without even actually being thankful to God for what we have and what we enjoy. See, it's not just about the food. I'm grateful for the food, understand. But recognition of all blessings and a grateful heart toward God, the great giver of all blessings, and thankfulness for all of this every day. When you think about these passages and about more even than this, for the child of God, thanksgiving is not so much a holiday, but it's a way of life. Because we deal with things that we should be thankful for every day. Giving and always giving thanks for all things in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to God, even the Father. Take your Bible and let's look at some passages together. We continue just to explore this idea of thankfulness and thanksgiving and giving thanks. When you do a search on some words like that, oh, you come up with a lot of different ideas, a lot of passages. Just a few we're looking at. 2 Corinthians chapter 9 is where we are going. 2 Corinthians chapter 9. The context here is something about the Apostle Paul reminding the Christians in Corinth some things that they could be thankful for. The ability they've had to help some brethren who were in need. 2 Corinthians 9 verse 12. For the administration of this service not only supplies the needs of the saints, but also is abounding to many by many thanksgivings to God. See, it was not just the fact that the Corinthians could give. That was a reason they could be thankful. But there were many others who were receiving the gifts that they were giving, who were thankful as well. And these should be seen and thought of as thanksgivings to God. We're looking to Philippians chapter 4. Philippians chapter 4. We've been through here once already. Philippians chapter 4 at verse 6. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. Again, in our thoughts and our prayers to God, giving thanks. Colossians chapter 3, just a page or so over. Colossians chapter 3 at verse 16 beginning. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. And whatever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through Him. Even in this whole idea of praising God, singing praises to Him, worshiping Him, admonishing one another, giving thanks to God for these great opportunities. Maybe the same page, chapter 4, verse 2. Continue in prayer, being vigilant in it with thanksgiving. There's some emphasis here on the idea of thanksgiving. There are many things to pray for, many requests and supplications that might be made. But it's interesting to me how often thanksgiving comes up with the idea of prayer. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, beginning at verse 16. Rejoice always, pray without ceasing, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. Just another idea that God is wanting us to pray. To pray without ceasing certainly gives us that impression that it's something we would do often, and in everything giving thanks. Indeed, there is much to give thanks for. We've talked about that some already. We've seen passages that bring that to the forefront. Hebrews chapter 13. Hebrews chapter 13 and verse 15. Therefore, by Him let us continually offer the sacrifice of praise to God, that is, the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to His name. All right, are we getting the bigger picture of thanksgiving? I mean, passages like this, and again, there are more we could turn to. Thanksgiving is for many occasions. Thanksgiving is for many reasons, and on many different days. Just to review some of the passages that we've touched on right here, when we are focused on the needs of others, like in 2 Corinthians 11 we were reading, we give thanks that we can participate. And there's reason to give thanks that they have reason to rejoice. In times of anxiousness and concern, our fears are relieved by prayers of thanksgiving. Thankfulness is expressed in singing, we've read. Thankfulness found in the Word of God. We see in prayer that there should be vigilance in thanksgiving. Sometimes we're real good about the requesting part. We're real good about identifying our needs that need some attention. But we've noticed in these passages that there is some emphasis on giving thanks for what we have. And the idea of what should be continuing from our lips but the giving of praise or thanks to God Almighty. That's some of the points we've just read about. Those and many more. There's an interesting point to me that stands out. In this little survey of thankfulness in Scripture, it reveals its very close association with prayer. A stronger prayer life will mean a stronger sense and attitude of thanksgiving to God. If we don't pray much, if we have a weak prayer life, we're probably not giving thanks very much. But the more we pray, the more we should be giving thanks to the God who is the giver of all good things. There is, in Romans chapter 1, there is a sad scenario, I guess would be one way of saying it, that's described by the apostle. If you look there with me to Romans chapter 1, a sad scenario that the apostle writes about of those who, though they knew God, did not honor Him and did not give Him thanks. In Romans chapter 1, we're going to read verse 20, and we're kind of stepping into the middle of a story here, but we can make some important points. The apostle says, although they knew God, they did not glorify Him as God, nor were thankful, but became futile in their thoughts, and their foolish hearts were darkened. There was a negative result that come from this, their attitude toward God. There was a negative response or result in the fact that they did not draw near God in prayer or give thanks in any way. They became futile in their thinking. They had like fruitless minds. Their mind was removed from the things of God. They knew Him, but they did not glorify Him. They did not thank Him in any way. Ultimately, the result of that attitude, their hearts were darkened. The less we see and acknowledge God as the Maker and Creator of all things, the less that we acknowledge God as being the one to whom we would bow down, the farther away we will move from Him. And when we come to a point that we fail to see that God is the giver of all good things and we're not thankful for those things, again, the farther we move away from Him till we come to a point where our hearts are darkened. You know, the ungrateful spirit, that ungrateful spirit is connected with some other undesirable characteristics. Now, I'm talking about the attitude of unthankfulness that was in that text. 2 Timothy chapter 3, would you go there? 2 Timothy chapter 3. We'll begin reading there at verse 1. You know, and maybe we've noticed before that those who have an ungrateful attitude often display some other characteristics that are not good. And we've all known some that seemingly are not happy, not grateful with anything they have or anything that anyone would do for them. And it's not too hard to see that often there's some other characteristics about their life that may not be most desirable. 2 Timothy 3, verse 1. But know this, that in the last days perilous times will come. For men will be lovers of themselves, lovers of money, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, unloving, unforgiving, slanderers without self-control, brutal, despisers of good, traitors, headstrong, haughty, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God, having a form of godliness but denying its power, and from such people turn away. The apostle is trying to say not only, don't be like this, but stay away from those who demonstrate these character traits. Lovers of money, boastful and arrogant, disobedient, unloving, malicious. That is a lot of there are a lot of those with this, these very ungrateful spirit or attitudes. You know, the connection here should be clear. I mean, in the midst of all of that was just those who were unthankful. And the connection is clear, that when we think of God, we should be filled with a sense of awe, a sense of holiness, a sense of thankfulness, because God is good, not just at certain times of year, but always. In Tennessee, it would be unusual if Jerry Moody walked into the Assembly of the Saints without proclaiming his way down the aisle saying, God is good all the time. Not just some of the time, but God is good all the time. We heard that week by week, and I grew to appreciate it more every time he said it. It was a reminder that many of us needed to just be able to thank and focus on the great blessings that we can find and that we see in God. His reputation on the point never got old because it was right on track. Turn to the Psalms. 118th Psalm. The psalmist makes a very simple point in the very first verse. Give thanks to the Lord, for He is good. His love endures forever. 136th Psalm. Psalm 136. Beginning in verse 1. Give thanks for the Lord, for He is good. His love endures forever. Give thanks to the God of gods. His love endures forever. Give thanks to the Lord of hosts. His love endures forever. Come late this Thursday evening, is Thanksgiving over for you? We would understand and recognize that the National Day of Celebration of Thanksgiving will come to an end late on Thursday night. Infrequent and abundant and expressive displays of thanksgiving is what we should see from God's people all of the time. not just one time of year, while we pause and we consider the benefits of our culture and we share moments and meals with our family, this is all good, this is fine. We should never take for granted the abundant blessings from a Creator who loves us and who has blessed us in so many ways, especially those who are in a relationship with Him and enjoy the spiritual blessings that are far greater than any of the physical blessings that we are enjoying. And so the idea here is just for us to give some thought and consideration to Thanksgiving. Yes, I am going to enjoy Thursday, some time with friends and family. I'm going to enjoy some food I don't eat all the time, and I am thankful for that. But Thanksgiving has got to go much farther than that. Thanksgiving should be an attitude and characteristic of those who are God's people all of the time, because He has blessed us with so much. And I'm not even talking about the physical blessings that we have. I am grateful for the physical blessings we have. But in the bigger picture of it all, we have to be reminded of the blessings that we have in Jesus Christ. That's the greatest blessings of all. The Apostle Paul in Ephesians chapter 1 said, verse 3, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus." Every day of the year, every moment of the day, we have reason to give thanks for the hope, for the blessings that we have given to us by God in His Son. The spiritual blessings that we have, the fact that we can have a relationship with God because of His Son. Always we can give thanks when we are in Him. But now the question would have to be, are you in Him? Do you have reason to give thanks for being in Christ? And we have to think about that for a moment as we sing a song that is for the purpose of encouraging us to think about our relationship with God, or for some, the lack of relationship that we might have. Salvation is found by being in Christ Jesus by faith, being baptized in Him and putting on Christ Jesus. There is our hope. There's our reason for giving thanks. Would you think about where you stand before the Lord? As we stand together and sing this song, would you respond?